A Loving Family by Dilly Court.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dilly Court grew up in North East London and began her career in television, writing scripts for commercials. She's married with two grown-up children and four grandchildren and now lives in Dorset on the beautiful Jurassic Coast with her husband. She's the best-selling author of 18 novels. She also writes under the name of Lily Baxter. For Di Ellard. Chapter 1. Barrack Hospital, Scutari, 1855. The smell of lye soap could not mask the stench of disease and death that filtered from the hospital wards to the laundry room in the basement of the Barrack Hospital. The army wives and camp followers attempted to cope with the soiled bedding and blood-stained bandages of the wounded soldiers, but it was a never-ending battle. Miss Nightingale rarely showed her face in the hell hole below the ground, where the washerwomen were often as sick as the men lying in the hospital beds. Sanchia Romero had been working since daybreak, and now it was late in the evening. She knew that she was ill. She had seen many of her comrades sicken and collapse in the rat-infested cellars, which were never intended to be used for such work. With little ventilation and the overpowering heat from the coppers, they were a breeding ground for the cholera and dysentery that Miss Nightingale and her nurses were trying so desperately to eradicate.
"I must go back to our tent," Sanchia whispered to the woman who...